Philip Sample PF, Lee's Origin Character, today's date is 03/30/2023. Dictation is from Mr. Rashid Ongunmowo. Ongunmowo spells O-N-G-U-N-M-O-W-O. Rashid spells R-A-S-H-E-E-D. Date of birth is 02/05/1965. This 58-year-old gentleman here with hoarseness, period. The patient stated that he does a lot of public speaking and noticed in the past month or so his voice is getting more and more hoarse. Said in the past he is able to rest and it will recover, but this time it's not. He also said he has throat pain with painful swallowing, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% of room air, blood pressure is 140/87, pulse 104, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, pharynx, uvula, and tonsils. No mass visible. No exudate. Uvula is midline to mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. He has a tender left anterior cervical node that's mobile. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, emboli. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is pharyngitis. Number two, laryngitis. Number three, elevated PSA. Next paragraph, patient was here recently and he had some labs drawn. Now he was here on 03/27/2023. The labs revealed a PSA of 4.5. On a review of his charts in the past, his PSA was as high as 5.8. He was given Cipro and Flomax at that time and it appears to bring it down. I suggest the patient to see a urologist, but he declined. He said he would like to wait at least 3 months and then repeat this test and see where the PSA is, period. Next paragraph, patient was given a consult to see an otolaryngologist because of his hoarseness. The fact that he does lots of public speaking, it may be possible he has a polyp on his larynx. He was thus a referral to the specialist for 4D evaluation. Next paragraph, today in the clinic we did a COVID, strep, flu. COVID was negative, flu was negative, strep was negative. Next paragraph, patient requests refill of all his chronic care medication. This was done as follows. Please include in his assessment medication refill. Medication refill as follows. Clonazepam 0.5 milligrams, 1 PO QHS for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metformin, ER, 500 milligrams, 2 PO BID, 90 days, number 360. Next medication, Paxil, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, simvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, glipizide, 2 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, fluticasone. PROP nasal spray, 50 micrograms. You take 2 sprays each nostrils daily for 30 days. Next medication, albuterol inhaler, 90 micrograms. 2 puffs TID PRN for wheezing or cough. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash. 60 mils. You will do 15 mils gargle and spit out daily for 4 days. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now then 1 PO. Until gone. advised to increase fluids and to rest his voice. He says, you understand and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.